This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Five people have been charged for starting a small fire in northwestern Colorado in August. The Rio Blanco County Sheriff's Office charged them with felonies for starting the Yellow Jacket Fire. It was put out after burning just 35 acres northeast of Meeker, but officials said it added to the challenge of fighting other much larger fires nearby, namely the Lee and Elk fires. Next year's Tabor refund checks will be a lot smaller than Coloradans are used to. CPR's Megan Verlee explains why.
When state residents file their taxes next year, they can expect to get a refund back of between $20 and $60. That's compared to the hundreds of dollars in refunds Colorado paid in recent years. One big factor is that state lawmakers have chosen to target tax repayments to lower-income workers and families through an expanded earned income tax credit and a new family affordability credit. That results in less money left over for general Tabor refunds. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Denver saw its rainiest day since 2023 yesterday, with a weather station in Central Park measuring an inch and a third. Meanwhile, the high country got snow. Winter Park tallied 6 inches. Loveland Pass got 2. But forecasters say it'll likely melt with this weekend's warm-up. That means you'll still have time to enjoy the golden aspen leaves on your hike or drive. Tomorrow, much of the Front Range hits the upper 70s with plenty of blue sky. Grand Junction's high will be around 80 degrees. Vail reaches the upper 60s. You are listening to CPR News. It's coming up on 6:06. Stay with us.